Oh, necked it.
Actually, that gets a kick forwards into the right.
That intentional runner, it's going to get there. Oh, excuse me. Look at this one.
This could be close. This could be really close.
Happy Friday, everybody. It's a beautiful day in the northeastern part of this country. I can't speak for the West Coast, but I'm assuming it's beautiful there because it seems to always be. Andrew, joined by Billy today as well. Billy, how are you?
I'm good. I'm also on the East Coast or Northeast, and it's like 55 and sunny here. So it's a beautiful early March day.
That's a perfect day. This is a day like come home from school and just play basketball in the driveway for like 6 hours.
You won't know what time it is until the sun goes down.
Exactly. Literally perfect. Andrew, is it nice on the West Coast?
It is. It is really nice. It has been a little bit rainy, but no, super nice. Dude, the best thing is that the days you can tell now are starting to just get longer and longer. It makes me so happy when, you know, it's not getting dark at 5 p.m. and you can actually like finish work, take my dog for a walk, and it's like 6:30, and then you can like sort of ease into the sunset. I'm loving that part of spring.
Yeah, we're not quite there yet, but I believe we spring forward tomorrow. So like we're going to be so back. I don't know. I saw it on the local news. Could be wrong.
It's probably Saturday night, but I don't think it happens yet.
All right, I'm way off. We'll back up there. Not the biggest professional golf week, finally. We're definitely into Bay Hill at this point, which will so far has been exciting. We had a Joaquin Neiman win again on LIV. But where I wanted to start today was Cabo, because, of course, it's spring break. I just got back from my spring break trip in Miami. Not at all the Miami spring break trip you might be picturing in your head. They've canceled spring break in Miami Beach. DeSantis wants no part of spring break anymore. He's called in the National Guard. It's over down there. Played 5 days of, yeah, it's done.
8 days over.
Yeah, not my America, but I just played 5 days of golf, but that
sounds like a pretty good America.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. I have no complaints. I want to shout out one golf course that I posted about on Banty, of course, Granada. It's this little 9-hole track in the middle of Coral Gables. So like, it's just it's like the town green almost. People walking around, people walking their dogs. There's like no rules. Highly talented population walking around. If you catch the drift.
At what?
Just looking. Talented at being people. So like a really great atmosphere to play golf in. And I could play there probably 100 times a year if I was lucky enough to live in Coral Gables. The rest of the track's not worth mentioning, but that one was great. The college kids were in Cabo this week. I don't know. Do you guys take any crazy spring break trips in your heyday? Andrew, you're kind of back in your heyday, but
I am. I was actually just wondering, like, where do kids go for spring break these days? I didn't do anything too crazy. For senior year of college, we went to Mexico, kind of one of those all-inclusive resorts. It was a blast. The other ones were like random places in like Alabama, like whatever it was, like Gulf Shores or something. We had a weird spring break because we had like a weird quarter trimester schedule. So our spring break didn't line up with like other colleges. So we definitely weren't doing anything too crazy. How about you, Billy? You're playing lacrosse, right?
Yeah, we never did a spring break. Always had, you know, the season at that time. So, but my cousin's a sophomore at Nova, and I think everyone was heading down to Mexico. He did not go, but I thought it was, I guess that's why they're going, because Miami shut down.
It's over. It's crazy. I like, DeSantis was pissed on the news. He was like, we don't want, I don't want to get political, but it was an interesting narrative. Yeah, same. My spring breaks were Tucson, Arizona for like to play Midwesterners at baseball, like just a waste of 2 weeks, honestly. But the collegiate kids were in Cabo. They got their time. Michael Thorbjornsson has jumped to number one in the Wagger rankings with his win in Cabo. But that wasn't the news of the weekend. Colombia was plus 100 throughout the week. And I just want to know, Andrew, you know, I've been that bad in college tournaments before. Were you ever, you know, on a team pushing the plus 100 level?
If it was a team of just me, then yes, we would have been pushing that. Never an entire organization. Plus 100 at a college tournament, like, truly is impressive.
It's
that's
tough.
A lot of bogeys across five people playing Division I golf, but good for them.
No, I'm impressed by it. I'm impressed that they were able to like get through the 2 days. I'm trying to look through. I don't want to shout out any names individually, and speak about what went down. As I said, I'm a guy who's certainly been there, so I don't want to air anybody out. But there's no worse feeling. Like, this was the number one. Like, they were playing with all the top dogs in the country, and you had to think that there were guys at 86, 87 playing with dudes 63, 64, just ruining afternoons. It's the worst feeling in the world.
That's the Ivy League, dude. Ivy League academics first.
All right. A classic, I think, college kid transition coming out of their spring break, and maybe where some of those Columbia kids will end up, is front offices. Obviously not good enough to be playing professional sports, as they proved, but maybe smart enough to be running some of them. And it's almost draft season. So we're going to, you know, try and lead into the spring, start wrapping up Q1 with our draft of 10 guys who could, you know, realistically do a lot of damage on whatever the professional golf landscape looks like in the next 6 years. Andrew, you're in charge of the rules and the timeline, so I'll leave it to you.
This is just like a, I guess, like a bit or a concept or a segment that I heard on No Laying Up this week that I actually thought was pretty interesting, and I figured we could do our own version of it. But it's basically a fantasy draft where you look at any golfers in the world, the idea being, you know, PJ Tour, Liv, potentially some players that are up and coming in college, because it's going to be over the next 6 years, and basically build your team, and that team will score points based off of sort of how they perform over the next 6 years. The way that we're assigning points for this is a major win is going to be worth 8 points, a signature PGA Tour event win or a designated event is going to be worth 3 points, a normal PGA Tour win, 2, and then Liv, DP World Tour, and then any opposite field wins, all worth 1 point. And then the final option is also a top 5 finish in a major. That will also get you 1 point for any player that you have on your team. So that's the way that we're going to break it down. And then we'll do this as a snake draft. So I have kind of pre-selected this and just done this in the order that I put this into an Excel chart. So I'll pull that up, actually. Actually, you won't see it on the screen, but the order is going to be myself.
Yeah, you gave yourself the number one pick.
Of course.
I did give myself the number one pick. Tom, and then Billy, and then that'll reverse, and it will go Billy, Tom, Andrew on the way back. Guys, any questions or thoughts before we begin here?
Is there any other, like, setups you gave a boost to yourself for? Like, did you set up the scores in a certain way for yourself, or just the first pick?
Yeah, just the first pick. And honestly, it just, it's the first thing I end up typing. Okay. One of the benefits coming with a name that starts with the letter A is you just get to go first a lot. So hate right. to break and that to
B,
you.
B being so close to the end of the alphabet.
If you're not first, you're last. Yeah. So anyway, that's where we're at.
My other question is, are you going to be tracking for 6 years? Like, are you going to be in charge of the book?
Yes, I'll be in charge of the book.
Okay, cool. I will check in on March
8th, 2030. 2030. Please do.
To see, can you make a calendar reminder right now?
I'll set that right now.
I'm going to be pushing 40 at that point.
Oh. All right.
If I'm still here.
Okay. Everyone ready?
So ready.
Okay. My first pick in this draft is going to be Scottie Scheffler.
Crazy take. I'm shocked.
This is rigged already.
Well, I think I actually don't know if Scottie could theoretically, depending on how his putting goes, I could see him not winning that many. But again, like that major top five finish, the way he's striking the ball, like he's just, you know, he's going to be around the hoop for the next 6 years. I feel pretty confident in saying that.
I don't think you're factoring in his ankle enough. Like that thing's going to blow at some point.
I have thought a lot about that. It appears to be pretty stable from what I've heard from some trusted sources.
Okay.
So that's going to do it for my first pick.
All right. Well, that was a crazy one. For major win, I'm going to go off the beaten path and take Cam Smith. I think he's going to rack up many more live victories and at least one more major victory.
I feel like the only thing with Cam is, does he still care that much about live wins or major wins? But he's definitely good enough to win a bunch.
I don't think he's cared yet. And he still has them, so I'm good there.
Okay, Billy.
I think I'm gonna take Matt Fitzpatrick here.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Braces.
Yeah, braces. I like it. You know, he's not afraid to be himself. You know, he's already got one big win, and he's not so young. He's 29, but I still think like 30s, you can be in your major prime there for golf. So oh,
totally. I think your prime in golf is like 28 to 34.
Yeah. Cause you have a little stronger mental toughness, but yeah, I'm going with Matty Fitz.
All right. You're up again.
All right. Well, I guess I'm pulling up the rankings people since, you know, there's a lot of factors here, and age is like one of the biggest ones here. I'll go with our guy, Victor Hovland.
Yeah.
That's a good pick.
Certainly like was it. Going to be my next pick. Yeah, that was a great call. Everyone's kind of forgetting about Colin Morikawa right now. Like, there's not a soul speaking about him. He's not playing super well. That's part of it. But it'll come back, and he's young enough to do a lot more.
Is that it? Is that the pick?
Is that your pick?
That's the pick, yeah.
It would have been funny if you just said John Rahm.
Yeah. Fuck.
Yeah. Speaking of which, that will be my second pick, is John Rahm.
It's a good one.
I don't understand how I got both Scotty and John Rahm. I thought that was the obvious one, too.
One of them is because you had the first pick. But.
The next one is a little bit tougher, but I'll just go horses. Give me Rory. Like, just horses.
I would like...
He'll be old. He'll be a little bit old by the end, but he's got a few years here to really get it done.
I think my hot take about your top three is that you'll only have one major by the end of this bet. That's a take that I'm going to just throw my name on. I'll probably be wrong, but like I could see it happening.
Crazy things have happened.
Yeah, there's so many guys out there.
It's like, I think I was watching Full Swing. Rory hasn't won in 10 years. It's like you would have thought he had like five more by now.
Yeah. I'm going to throw like a recency bias pick in. He'll rack up live wins. He already has this year. Neiman, like he seems to know how to get his way into the majors, so I'm not worried about that. But he'll continue just chalking LIV wins. Should be pretty easy for him.
Yeah, I like that one. Billy.
All right, I am going to go with Wyndham Clark. Let's do it. Wyndy, you know, he's been proving himself a bit, and he's number seven for a reason right now. So I'm going to pick him. And then I'm going to go with Thigala. I'm going to take a little Thigala guy.
That's a great pick.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good pick.
That was certainly going to be my next one here as well. Cantlay, I'll take right now. I don't know how I feel about taking him. Like I could have let him drop to my 10 spot, honestly. I guess he'll I don't think he'll win a major, but I think he'll get some more signature events. Like he'll probably win the Travelers at some point in 6 years.
Yeah, God, I'm so glad you took him.
At some point he's gonna have to move to Fairfield County because like his firm will locate him there for the New York office. So yeah, he'll have the home field. He's gonna get his 2 years of PE done midway through this, so he'll be a lock to win the Travelers.
He will absolutely have a satellite office in Greenwich.
Yeah,
I can guarantee you that. Yeah, I'm so glad you took him. I didn't want him on my team, but I was gonna have to take him if he slipped down this far. I will take his best friend Xander.
Yeah.
So give me Xander, and then give me Max.
Damn. I think Max, again, is kind of like a Neiman on LIV for me, just going to rip PGA Tour wins. I don't know if we cross the big numbers.
Yeah. He's not that young. I think he's...
No, he's really not.
Older than me. I think he's 32, 33.
Yeah, he was like the 2013 class at Cal, right?
Yeah. So
yeah, he's getting up there.
But I like it.
Similar guy, starting to get up there, but game seems to be in form. Jordan Spieth. It could be a Masters year.
Wow. It could be. It could also not be.
Yeah, who's to say?
I'm doing a little research. Dude, I can't believe how young Morikawa is. I did not realize this.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Like, he's been around for a while. All right, I'm going to go with... This is tough. Because we're kind of getting to the weeds of things now.
Oh, man.
Yeah. You would think you would have picked JT by now, but, like, he's just...
I was just looking at him.
I was thinking Andrew.
But he's almost, like, ripe for a nice big, like... comeback of just like
who's JT's calling.
I guess I'm gonna go with I'm gonna take Brooks. Shows up at the majors, big weighted category here, and then I think I'll go with Cam Young. He seems to do really well in a lot of the events. He's always kind of up there.
Solid.
I was hoping you were going to take JT. I didn't think like Brooks was going to be on the radar yet, but I will take JT. I think he's a good bet for one more major in his career.
Wow. Guys, I can't believe you're going to let me have him. Give me Ludwig.
I didn't think you were going to take him this early. I was going to take him next.
Yeah, no, I want him. I think 6 years, like, dude, he's gonna be so good this year.
I saw an Instagram comment today that was like, no shit, he's good. It's pretty easy when you're 6'4 with 6'6 arms. Like, he could probably hit it 280 with a 6-iron if he wanted to.
Yeah. All right. And then I will... this is, gets a little bit tough. I'm going to go for it, and I'm going to take Willie Z. I trust that he will figure some stuff out, stay healthy, and be really good at golf.
Yeah, I think that's a great pick.
I don't know, man. The backs don't heal.
Backs don't heal, but it seems like he's kind of like figured it. It seems like he kind of knows how to play with it right now. Obviously, it'll change when he's not a young man.
Yeah.
But I think for at least 2 years, he's got to work around.
Yeah, that's fair.
I'm going to start getting, like, rookie ball. Like, I'm going to start projecting double A guys.
Yeah.
Akshay has had a good start to the year. I think, I don't know if he's going to win a major in this time, but I think we can get, like, a top five at a PGA. Like, I don't think he's going to contend at any, you know, U.S. Opens coming soon, but I think we can get a big PGA showing.
All right, so you're taking him?
Yep.
I like it. Yeah, I love the idea of you now just like on the road, smoking cigarettes, going to like high school games, just scouting.
Yo, I'm about to start. I'm going to pull some names pretty shortly. Just stay tuned.
Good.
So with the DP, I mean, it's not a very heavy category, but like we need to pick someone on that tour, right?
You can pick whoever you want.
I've got my DP guy locked up, and it's a. I don't know if you're going to do him right now, but I know who I'm going to take to try and get my DP wins.
But, like, do you have to get one? Sorry, refresh.
No. You can so pick most, whoever.
What we should be doing is picking all the best golfers in the world to win more majors.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I don't know if I'm going to go that route because this is supposed to be fun, but I think I'll take Banty's very own James Nicklaus to get us that DP World Tour win.
Wow.
That's
big. That was
going to
be
a big boy.
I mean,
a lot of faith in the kid.
The kid is grinding out there. And speaking of kids, we're going to go with the German Tiger Christensen, the 21-year-old from Arizona, who in 6 years he'll be out there grinding over the next few, getting his name out there. So let's do it.
Two great picks. James had an awesome interview on Golf Channel. Yes, 2 days ago. I was delayed from my flight watching it. Really awesome. Really interesting to learn about more of the James backstory. But great, great pick there. I will throw it back with another Scandinavian last named collegiate player. Just won in Cabo. Michael T. Wellesley's finest. Again, a lock to win the Travelers in the next 6 years.
Wait, who is it?
Michael Thorbjørnsen, just number one. Good luck. I don't know how to spell it.
That's gonna be a tough one for the.
We're gonna let that sneak into the next cell, so no one has to see my spelling.
That's fine.
I think that's a good pick. I think there are still some names that I can't really just like leave out here. Unfortunately, so I will take Tom Kim.
Yeah,
because that guy's a baller. God, a couple too many names actually.
Don't take Tommy Fleetwood.
I know.
You should think that's Phil. Phil might crush. Is the senior? The senior tour, that should be a category on here.
Yeah,
a category.
I would have taken Patrick Harrington like third.
I'd take Phil. I would have taken Tiger and Phil just to rack up once they get on there.
I will not take Tommy. I will take Sam Burns.
Yeah,
that's a great pick.
Yeah, that's a good pick. That's kind of embarrassing that he was left that long. All right, that actually changes my calculus. I was going to go two. I was going to take the Cootie twins back to back, but I'll try and cut one of those off. I'm going to take Sepp Straka.
Wait, so you're not even taking Tommy?
No, I'm not. I think Tommy's a waste of a roster spot. Tommy's a Russell Wilson type guy for me at the moment. Like, avoid, like, the play. Sepp is... Yeah, that's he's not showing any form. No. Sepp is way more likely to win a PGA Tour event in the next 6 years.
Okay.
I'd put a head-to-head on, like, that alone.
Good. All right, I think this is going to do it. We'll lock these in. We'll get them out. And we'll start racking up points. Good luck to everyone.
I sent out the calendar invites, so I will check in on Friday. It's also a Friday, which is pretty cool. Friday, March 8th, 2030. There's some time on your calendar. We'll be in touch about how these shake out.
Yeah, we'll get something going. What are the stakes? We didn't even do that. What do we think?
Well, I mean, where are we going to be in 6 years? I might be in Canada. I might be married. I doubt that.
Probably both. Probably married in Canada.
Probably that. So maybe like a piece of land for me.
Okay. I like that. It'll be whatever. We'll each bring something different. Something valuable based on wherever we're at in life in 6 years.
I like that. Like a dowry.
A dowry. Okay. I love it. Tom, close us out.
Yeah. Before the next 6 years, we will see you next week after the Bay Hill with a recap of that tournament as well as a recap of Full Swing 2. So everyone has their weekend homework and some weekend plans to keep track of. And I hope you have a great weekend.
Great. Peace.
Bogeys go and say, hey, ooh, la, 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 hey, you wanna play with the pros now?